today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about how to be a better person in the new year.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban. بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان
يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان.
Today is Wednesday, 29th of Shaban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, and for blessing this moment, we'll listen to some verses of the Holy Quran, verses 70 and 71 of chapter Al-Ahzab. Let's listen to it and then its point.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها.
O you who have believed, be not like those who abused Moses. Then Allah cleared him of what they said, and he, in the sight of Allah, was distinguished.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida.
O you who have believed, fear Allah and speak words of appropriate justice.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The scholars of ethics have said the tongue is the most blissful part of the body. It is the most effective means of obedience, guidance, and improvement. And in the meantime, it is counted as the most dangerous and the most sinful limb of the body, so much so that there may appear about 30 sins from this little limb. The Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, in his tradition, has said, "The faith of a servant of Allah does not truly straighten unless his heart straightens, and his heart does not straighten unless his tongue straightens." We are in a new year according to solar calendar Nowruz. So let's listen to the new year resolution. New Year's resolutions have long been a way to take stock of what's truly important in our lives, allowing us to pause and reflect on the year behind us, as well as plan for the year ahead. If living through a global pandemic has taught us anything, it's that we shouldn't take health and wellness for granted. Improving your body, mind, and soul is a great way to organize your long-term goals for the new year. Focusing on your health and well-being physically or spiritually doesn't have a translate to start a new plan, though. Keep your new resolutions by using a planner to help you stay on track, checking off daily goals and tackling frequent tasks. This year, it's time to put you first.
Dear brothers and sisters, due to the arrival of the New Year holidays, so it's the time for us to think and ponder on how to become a better person. The next principle that we want to mention that helps us to become a better person is to be open to change. Whether trying a new restaurant, traveling to an unknown part of the world, or doing something that has always scared you, you should always be open to change. The next principle for becoming a better person is to educate yourself. If you don't understand why one country is invading another, take the time to educate yourself on the current event. Ask a person intimately connected with the event for his or her thoughts. The next principle that helps us to become a better person is the important takeaway. The purpose of life is to get better with age. This means that we should try our best to become better at everything that we do. This takes initiative, effort, perseverance, and patience. And the next principle is to set goals for yourself. Every person should have a certain aim in life. After all, we were brought into this life for a reason. Build this world and work for the hereafter. For that reason, you should set goals and objectives for yourself to conquer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرِ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. With the clear proofs and the books, and we sent down to you the remembrance, that you may make clear to mankind what has been sent down to them, and that they may reflect. This is Surah Al-Nahl, verse 44. If you let yourself be angry, your anger will modify your decision-making ability, and you will start making decisions that aren't very rational. Anger is also known for demanding relationships and negatively affecting one's health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُنَالِكَ الْوِلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ وَخَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا. There, the protection is from Allah, the true. He is the best to reward and the best for the end. This is Surah Al-Kahf, verse 44. So, if you let it overtake you, it will prevent you from improving yourself. It might even get into trouble.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
How to be a better person after a new year. Control your anger and jealousy. Anger and jealousy are very common human traits, but they are unpleasing and self-destructing if they get out of control. Again, you'll be hurting yourself before others when you get angry at or jealous of someone, else being unhappy and dissatisfied. Try not to compare yourself to others and think they are better than you. Instead, remember that there are so many people who are uncomfortable and that you have better circumstances than them, alhamdulillah. That would help a lot. Also, try not to get easily angered by anything, but if you do, try to forgive whoever angered you. This doesn't mean that you're weak and that it'll be like nothing bad happened. On the contrary, what happened still happened, but you're strong enough to relieve yourself from the heavy weight that was keeping you down, now letting you heal.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special on a new year according to solar calendar, and we look at being a better person. Imagining what someone's been through can give you a new perspective. Empathy is one of the first steps to being a better person because it's built your compassion. Not only does cultivating empathy help you be more sensitive toward other people, but it also helps you form lasting relationships and feel less isolated. Being empathic helps you gain a friend while challenging your perspective. Here are some ways you can be more empathic. Avoid making assumptions about people and jumping to conclusions. Imagine yourself in someone else's shoes or situation. And at last but not least, actively listen to express interest and help someone feel heard.
Once you make the firm determination, you draw a red line for yourself, chances are you will not end up committing many of these sins. But when you're wishy-washy, you're not really sure. Yes, I'd like to stop listening to music. You know, that provocative type of music, the sinful type of music. I would like to stop listening to it, but I haven't made that determination in my heart. Deep down in my heart, if the situation arises, maybe I'll listen to it. You're not 100% determined. If you're 99% determined to stay away from a sin, through that 1%, the devil will have a way to you. It has to be 100%. Just like, for example, drinking alcohol, committing adultery, or killing someone. Why don't we kill other people? Yes, some evil members of ISIS would, but the average citizen, you don't even think of killing someone. Why? You know it's not good, obviously, it's a crime. Because you know that you will be punished. Many people, they don't commit crimes because of the law. If you were to remove the law, I'm sure many people would commit a lot of crimes. You know, in New York City, a while ago, maybe a decade ago or so, there was a power outage. The streets were completely dark, the police couldn't monitor. You know how many hundreds and thousands of looting incidents happened, robbery. What happened? We thought all these citizens were good people. No, it was the law that was keeping them in check. Why is it that, for example, you don't murder someone? Because you know that it's dangerous. Because the effects are almost immediate. You get caught, and then you have to serve a lifetime imprisonment, or in some states or countries, there's even the death penalty. If you treat every sin like that, if you convince yourself that every sin is harmful, is dangerous. You know, if for every sin, if you committed a sin and God immediately would punish you, immediately you'd have this fireball that would pop out of nowhere and burn you. You think anyone would sin?
Dear Dear listeners, that was all about this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic another time. Till then, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي